Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The right fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting third. The first baseman, Luke Easter. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ray Boone. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Lemon. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Lemon. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Johnny Lapon. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Pretty. Batting third. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Hoot Evers. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting seventh. The catcher, Aaron Robinson. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Don Callaway. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Art Houdeman. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Art Houdeman. And now, play ball. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter hits a fly ball into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby takes first base on ball four. Kennedy moves to second. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houdeman fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Houdeman. Kennedy moves to third. Doby moves to second. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen takes first base on ball four. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone takes first base on ball four. Kennedy scores. Doby moves to third. Rosen moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Easter scoops it up and throws to first, with Lemon covering, for the out. One out. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gordon reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Callaway scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lemon for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-1 in the game. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mitchell moves to third. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0-for-1 in the game. Easter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mitchell scores. Kennedy moves to third. It's 3-0, Indians. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Doby hits a pop-up towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Rosen hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz strikes out. One out. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth takes first base on ball 4. Evers moves to second. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Easter scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Robinson for the out. Evers moves to third. Groth moves to second. Two outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Boone takes first base on ball 4. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-1 in the game. Gordon hits a pop-up towards first. Callaway catches it and steps on first to double up Boone. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hegan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Art Houdeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houdeman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lepon hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0-for-1 in the game. Pretty hits a pop-up towards first. Easter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mitchell bunts towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. Lemon moves to second. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Kennedy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pretty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Easter takes first base on ball 4. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-1 in the game. Kell hits a pop-up towards short. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-1 in the game. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Rosen takes first base on ball 4. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rosen. The throw from Robinson and he is out, LePon applying the tag. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Boone takes first base on ball 4. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-2 in the game. Gordon strikes out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. LePon fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-1 in the game. Callaway hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Art Houdeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houdeman is 0-for-1 in the game. Houdeman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houdeman fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Houdeman. Lemon moves to second. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards short. LePon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lemon moves to third. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Kennedy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lemon scores. It's 4-0, Indians. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Easter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kennedy moves to third. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Callaway has Kennedy trapped. There's the throw to Robinson and over to Cal, who tags Kennedy for the out. Easter moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Rosen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Easter scores. Doby moves to second. It's 5-0, Indians. Paul Calvert now pitching. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-0 in the game. With three walks. He's got one RBI. Boone hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Callaway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 0-for-2 in the game. Lepon hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0-for-2 in the game. Pretty hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Indians. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-2 in the game. Kell strikes out. Two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-2 in the game. Wirtz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-3 in the game. Gordon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Avila pinch runs for Joe Gordon. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hegan bunts towards first. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first, with Pretty covering, for the out. Avila moves to second. One out. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Avila moves to third. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Avila, trying to steal home. The slide, and he is safe. Avila steals home. It's 6-1, Indians. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mitchell takes first base on ball 4. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Kennedy hits a pop-up towards third. Cal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bobby Avila now playing second base. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Evers takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Groth hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Evers moves to third. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Callaway hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Evers scores. Robinson moves to second. It's 6-2, Indians. Charlie Keller pinch hits for Paul Calvert. Charlie Keller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keller hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon is 0 for 3 in the game. Lapon hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Hal White now pitching. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Easter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Pretty strikes out. 1 out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 3 in the game. Kell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 3 in the game. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 1 in the game. With 3 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Boone hits a fly ball into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Hegan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Evers hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Groth hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Robinson strikes out. 2 outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Callaway hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dobie. Callaway reaches second base with a double. Groth moves to third. Pat Mullen pinch hits for Hal White. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Detroit Tigers, 2. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.